Hello. Hello, good morning, everyone. It's Didi, friend with your conscience. How are y'all doing today? It's been a while. It's been a minute I last came here. I don't know. I just had a disconnect at some point. This is me being sincere. I just had a disconnect. The year had a lot, came with a lot, right? And you can only fake to be strong for so long, right? There's gonna be an expiry date to that strength, especially when you're faking it. So I just zoomed out. I have some recordings here that I have not posted yet, but I will. Sorry, I went AWOL on everyone, but I'm here now. How are you doing? Hope you're fine. Hope you're breathing fine. The year has been demanding. How have you been matching up with that? The struggle. COVID-19 is, I don't know. Well, I said the year well enough, yeah. In all of it, it's one of my best years so far, right? I did a lot of things I wanted to do, you know. For those of us that have so much ideas, we keep procrastinating them, you know. But this year, I think I launched some, yeah. Since 2016 till date, I think this year was a lot more different, was a lot more the kind of thing. I started the journey of finding back my voice, right? Yeah, I started that journey. I looked at comfortable zones and said, no, man, no, I'm doing you no more. And I walked away from them. Saying the things I wanted to say, I started giving voices to my thoughts, I started amplifying my ideas, amplifying my thoughts, right? I think it's 1 year I started the journey of finding myself, you know, and then of course I started full flesh fight against the religion. I like, no, I am familiar with the zone. I know the darkness is involved, so no. I will unashamedly fight it. Right? So it's been a very good year. I think one of the things I will do on 31st, which is tomorrow, is to record do a Thanksgiving session. My grateful session. Yes, I'll do that. I'll put more details to finding my voice that I just mentioned. Let me just float it for now. Yeah, you know. But one of my major highlights this year was happening on Fun Ebo. That woman is powerful. They call her the combobulator of excuses. She's powerful. You know, when someone is powerfully knowledgeable and is unafraid to share the light. In one of our sessions with Chudi, we were talking about religion and how religion has tied people than free them. She made mention of a lot of things, and these particular lines struck me. You know, she went back to the history of Pentecostalism, right? And how that rebellion in itself could be beautiful. You know, because I stand for that truth, that struck a chord in me. Like, I would like this person. Yeah, I would like this person. Right, so she said so much, couple of things she said that got to me is when she said, books contain ideas. Ideas promotes questions. Questions raises doubts. Doubt causes investigation. Investigation reveals inconsistencies. Inconsistencies reveals fallibilities. Fallibility exposes quality. Exposes equality. It says we are the same. Equality equals confidence to interpret. Confidence brings independence. Independence brings assimilation. I think one thing religion is against is independence, quote unquote. Religion does that. You know, makes you dependent on my papa said, my mama said, you know. Those are the few things I started amplifying against. I'm like, no. You can find God for yourself. Because independence brings assimilation. You just, because you're free, it begins to stay. There's staying power. Knowledge begins to stay. It comes and it stays. Assimilation brings understanding. Understanding equals truth. Truth equals freedom. Truth sets free. Those lines got me. I had to write them down. And I read them. I read them almost every day. Almost every day. Because the world will want to make you look foolish for questioning. The world will want to make you look foolish for believing in yourself. Right? The world will make you look foolish for standing out, for being an enigma. They will want you to question your sanity, because that is not what they've always known. So they want to break you to conform. One of the highlights for me in 2020 was a fun able. And almost every day I go to Instagram to hear what she has to say, to read what she has to write, to yeah, I love knowledge like that. This year I listened to a lot of podcasts. I listened to Ewa's podcast. It's been beautiful. It's been really a safe space. I watched a lot of YouTube videos where I listened. James Baldwin. Listen to Charles Bukowski. Yes, the man that wrote about Homo sapiens, Harari, yeah, I think that's his name. I watched a lot of presentations from a person I really admire, Okonjo, you know. Yeah, this is me giving you my catch ups since I came here, what I have been on to, right? It's been a lonely journey, but it's been beautiful. Yeah, it's been beautiful. Because you know when you stand against the norm, you're alone. There's beauty in aloneness. You become saturated by a lot of knowledge, a lot of curiosity. You're yearning, you're reaching. Goodness, yeah. You begin to be your own prophet. You begin to walk through your own sanctification. You begin to channel your own energy, your own path. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because if you teach your soul the truth, you need no one. You need no one. The truth makes you feel enough. Makes you feel enough. It does. You just feel complete. Makes you full. And that is one thing religion fights. So they'll tell you a vision and want you to come back to ask for a how to. No. Mm-mm. Not in Jesus. Mm-mm. Truth. Truth makes you full. Makes you need no one. And that makes religion unnecessary. That your pastor quote unquote will fight you when you leave your church. When you leave, will fight you. You know, they can say how, stuff like you're proud, you can say all that. You begin to quote a lot of laws. You know? A lot. And you can bend the Bible. You can. Yes. You can. It's malleable. You can twist it. It takes a lot of fullness to stand by your truth and conviction. Yeah. Let me leave you just a school of thoughts. Fun left me with the last time I went over that video again. She said, if you do not believe in the law of bull and ram, why do you still believe in the law of tithe? Yeah. I could go on for hours because I'm catching up with all of you. Yes, I'll come back tomorrow. I'll come back tomorrow to fill you in. But this is one of the highlights of 2020 for me. I miss the quagmire. I miss the stress it came with. It was a good year. It was a year of knowledge for me. It was a year of starting my journey of finding self, of embracing self, of awakening that thing that died, you know? That thing, certain experiences took away. I was like, oh God, this is me and you right now. This is me and you. This is as real as I can get. This is me. You know me. I didn't take any poetry gig. I didn't do this year. I didn't take any invites to go sing anywhere, to go talk anywhere, to go to prom anywhere. I felt I needed to fix me. I needed to. I need healing. You cannot give what you don't have. This one year, I was true to myself. This one year, I refuse to choose territory over truth. Yes, I refuse to choose territory over truth. I allowed it to pierce, I allowed it to divide, I allowed it. I allowed the hurts, the pain. I savored in the moment. I savored the moment, rather. Thank God for Anchor too. Thank God for this medium to unearth my truth, to express myself, and to lend my voice. Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I'll come back. So if you have a response for me, push, reach out ddeazumara@gmail.com ddeazumara@gmail.com DEEDEE azumara@gmail.com. Capital letter D, small letter E, small letter E, capital letter D, small letter E, small letter E, azumara@gmail.com. DEEDEEAZUMARA@gmail.com. Reach out. Thank you. And yes, I've been shaking tables on my WhatsApp status too. Oh, minister, that's my minister.